5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
And I ran and I ran and I ran. Chris Uzinski from Running Flat. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Kelly Steele's in the studio from the Windsor Star. What an amazing week for running this is.
It certainly is.
I think I even got in 25 this week.
Nice.
Yeah, getting back into it.
Tonight's actually a beautiful night for a run.
It is. But, you know, between storms, as it would be. So.
Well, this isn't a normal Tuesday night because it's not pouring out right now.
That's right. It's not. So welcome to Running Flat Radio. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, it's a show all about running and endurance. And we're like I keep saying that we're going to talk about cycling. And I'm kind of waiting till October to talk about cycling.
Well, you're right in prime running season right now.
Oh, yeah. We're getting into the thick of the fall marathon season. And there's so much to talk about. I do want to make a major announcement right now that Run for Heroes half is completely, utterly sold out. Stop emailing me requests. It is totally sold out. There's some left in the marathon. There's some left in the 10K and the 5K. And even the kids' marathon, there's still some spots left. But what's important also to know is that the announcement that we're making today, and it'll be sent out in press releases tomorrow, is that this is the last year for the Run for Heroes marathon.
Better get signing up for it then, eh?
Yeah, there's only like 40 spots left on the marathon. The marathon portion, the 42-kilometer course, we are not going to do any longer. So this is the last year for it.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if you're wondering, why? It's just a cost ratio thing, right? I mean, it's all about, you know, 2,000 pylons imported from Toronto. It's the extra policing. You know, it's
crazy.
It's a massive, massive cost per runner that we share amongst all the other races to kind of cover the costs.
Well, too, and it's hard because you're going right down Highway 18 or 18 Highway. So you'd need those pylons. You need all the roads kind of somewhat being looked after by the cops. So I'm sure it adds up.
That's correct. So we're not going to do that run any longer. So what we're going to do the half, we're going to do the 10K, we're going to do the 5K, maybe the 5K, and we're also going to do the kids marathon. But so we're going to get through this year, and then we'll make a series of announcements and some course changes, and mm-hmm. and we're going to have to fine tune that event. So that is something we're going to do. Before we actually talk about, so we don't have Canadian Running today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have Wendy from the Canadian Cancer Society. She's in today to talk about a new run out in Leamington regarding taking steps. But before we do that, I want to get my old friend John Stanton on the line, who's on the line from Edmonton. John?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I am better than the average bear, my friend. How are you? Let's talk about John Stanton, because this is the important part. John had an accident where he had to get basically your knee reconstructed.
That's right. Yeah, I had reconstruction of the knee, new tendons put redone to attach my quad muscle, which I tore, and it was, of all things, golfing while I was doing it. I was out golfing and being an athlete, said I'm going to carry my own bag, and was carrying a bag down a flight of stairs on the golf course. It was wet and took a tumble, and my leg stayed up. I went over the edge, and consequently, my quad detached, and they had to put it back together. I've had some good care, and things are on the mend. It'll be a slow process, but it teaches you the value of how the joy of running. You know, I hear you talking about races, and often we are paranoid about getting ready for a race. Yet if you get injured, once you're injured, you realize all you want to do is be able to go out for a run.
John, is this the first time in your career when you've had this kind of a layover? in
yeah,
running?
I've never been off like this before. This is the first for me. And, you know, I like everybody, I've sustained overuse injuries where I've had a sore Achilles or a little sore knee or what have you. But everything, I've always popped back and maybe been off 3 or 4 days, but that's it.
So those
I've now been off 5 weeks already. And believe me, it's stressful.
It is. So those who don't know who John Stanton is, he is the founder and owner of The Running Rooms, the largest retail store network in North America for running and athletic clothes. And he's a lifelong runner and a real, real motivation to a lot of people out there. So, John, not to give you any ideas for a new book, maybe you and I can co-write it. We can talk about the psychology of running when you're not running.
Well, you know, you do have to, and you know, my wife has been a big supporter of me throughout this challenge, and she's reminded me a couple of times. You know, I was in hospital for a week after the surgery because they had to keep me in there. And you know, once you're in the hospital and you recognize how many people are so far worse off than you are, and the joy that we get. You know, I'm going to be. It probably from start to finish, it's going to be a full year before I'm back running the way I'd like to again. But, you know, I'll be back within 5 or 6 months. But, you know, I was in hospital and I saw people who were given lifelong sentences where they're not going to be able to walk or not going to be able to run. Some of them won't get out of a bed. And, you know, it brings things into perspective. And as athletes, sometimes we're fit, we're active, but we're also, you know, very finely tuned to our own bodies. And sometimes we take that sore Achilles as being a major problem. And, you know, sometimes we need to just, you have to slow it down and just enjoy a run and just go out and enjoy it. Dedicate it to somebody who's in hospital who will never be able to run again, who'd give the world to join you out there. And I think that's the reality that it brings home for you.
Yeah, he certainly does. Go ahead, Kelly.
That's an awesome way to put it. I know that you know, people around us, people are always getting injured. Now, I get that it puts things in perspective, but mentally, how are you getting through this? Like you just said, you know, it could be up to a year before you're back running how you want to be. That's got to be tough because it's something you truly love.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, I'm a month away yet from physio because this is a delicate reattachment where they have to, you know, put the new tendons in and drill the holes in and reattach them. And they have to be let that all heal properly. So they said not even any physio. And, of course, being an athletic, you want to start your physio as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, we've gone out in our neighborhood, and I'm on crutches. And you know, my workout now is about a two-block workout. I'm gradually working up to maybe 3 blocks. And those are the kind of sort of celebrations you have to have. Today I went down and, you know, I'm on the bid committee for the Commonwealth Games that is being bid for Edmonton for 2022. And we had the mayor and the bid committee today at one of the schools, and we're doing the official announcement for the bid for Edmonton that it's in there and that we're down to two countries now in the bid. And I was able to be down there for a short period of time. And those are the kind of things that you have to, you know, put your energies into other aspects of running. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to put it into the community. I'm going to be at the Regina Marathon this weekend, and although I won't be able to run and I won't be able to be a pace bunny or I won't be able to even do the friendship run, I'm going to be there to sort of give people that last-minute tips before the marathon at the Pass the Supper, and then I'll be handing out some medals at the finish line and cheering people as they come across. So it makes it fun, and you got to enjoy those things too.
Absolutely. So John, you and I are going to see each other in a couple of weeks because I'm a panelist at the National Race Directors Meeting in Toronto, where Athletics Canada is putting it on. And I know they still got some spots left for people who want to join us at that meeting as well. It's at AC Road. You can just look us up on Facebook and stuff like that. But yeah, I know I got a note today saying you were going to be there. I said, oh, great. You know, I'd love to love to actually see in person and see how you're doing. So,
yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to adding more things to road running in Canada. And, you know, I listened to you folks talking just before I came on air, and you're talking about the marathon and the half marathon. And that's something that's a trend we're seeing across North America is the burgeoning growth of the half marathon and some of the diminishing growth in the marathon a little bit. And I think it comes down to just the amount of time people have. You know, we're all living busy lives today. And sometimes the half marathon fits into busier schedules so much more, yet you have all the celebration, you have all the challenge, you have all the rewards, the sense of accomplishment from the half marathon, and you recover twice as fast, which is the other bonus.
Right.
And you can do multiple half marathons. So the half marathon is really becoming sort of the marquee event, even though, you know, if you look at Ottawa, it's billed as the Ottawa Marathon Weekend.
Right.
Yet if you look at the biggest event there, it's a half marathon.
Absolutely. And it's like that. But in North America, so there's 500,000 marathon runners every year in North America.
Yeah.
And that number hasn't changed in a decade. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It just sits there. It's the half marathon that's actually, you know, just gianted over that. So,
yeah.
You know, John, I wish you all the best. And, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And be well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, John.
Look forward to seeing you. Great to be on the show. Keep up the great work that you do.
Thanks, John. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Ask people, what makes McCafe coffee so good?
It's smooth, it's delicious,
aromatic.
It's fresh, it's fast.
They make it perfect every time.
I like the flavor and also like the value.
You definitely should go try one.
You need to try McDonald's coffee.
You have to try it.
The rich, smooth, and delicious taste of McCafe premium roast coffee.
I'm switching.
Buy any 7 hot McCafe beverages and get the 8th medium free. Only at McDonald's.
Give it a try and it'll be your new favorite.
At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, see restaurant for details.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, clearing with fog after midnight, a low of 15. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 28. Wednesday night, clear, a low of 18. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers, a high of 29. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 30. Once again, clearing tonight with fog after midnight, a low of 15. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 28. Clear Wednesday night and a low of 18.
Hey, I'm Vince from TELUS. Right now, we've got amazing smartphones starting from as low as $0 on a 2-year TELUS Share Plus plan.
$0. Now that's one low price.
Why are you talking like that?
Because it doesn't get any lower than zero, baby. The hottest smartphones from $0 feels so right.
I think we all get the point. Smartphones from as low as $0. See your TELUS store for details.
How low can you go?
Every day you need a forecast.
It's important to know the weather.
You might need to bring an umbrella or it's 90 degrees out.
Information for life. AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Always great to hear from John. You know, what a setback, but he's just going to be an inspiration to all of us actually trying to survive this and when he comes back. And I can't wait to see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he brought up a really good point, though. When you're, as you know, I'm coming off an injury. I haven't ran since, I'm just back running since the 1st of June.
Runners coming off an injury of some sort?
I know.
IT band or, you know.
It's going around like crazy, right? It's part of the running. But you know what? The first 2 weeks was brutal. I didn't want to talk to anyone. It was like I lost my best friend. I was just so, and it's funny because the last 2 weeks I've been back running. I've got this bounce to my step. I'm happy. And my daughter said to me the other day, Mom, you really seem much happier lately. And all it is silly thing of being back running. It's what it does for you, right?
Well, not a silly thing.
I love it.
It really isn't a silly thing.
Although my column last week about having my true love back in my life.
Right.
A couple of people thought it was a new boyfriend. No, it's just running.
but there is a psychology to running, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we used to always talk about when you're doing ultras or you're doing longer distances and marathons, etc. It's all in your head.
Yep.
Right. It's just whether you're going out for 45 minutes or 45 hours, it's all in your head.
Totally.
And when you're not running, when you were, you know, a performance athlete, I mean, it does horrible things to your mind and your mm-hmm. psyche. And of course, you know, depression sets in.
Yep.
And I really think that should be a great topic that we do. and we talk about maybe in like February or January when it's really kind of dreary out, no one's running, but we can also relate
to it.
That's
exactly when you get it. You get it around Christmas time. Yeah. People start eating a ton more. They're not running because no one's really training for anything. And yeah, you don't sleep well. You don't feel well. That'd be a great show. There's so much stuff that goes along
with
it.
Maybe we'll do a call in. It'll be like it's this big bitch session. Everyone will call you. I wish I was running.
I don't think we could handle all those calls.
I don't think we could. I don't think the 7-second delay would work either, of course. Anyway, you're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW and also on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can download past shows. And, you know, from time to time, we get great guests in. You know, we had Bill Ewing from the Detroit Free Press mm-hmm. Marathon. By the way, Bill sent me a note when they tallied up the numbers for the Freep. Over 700 were Windsor runners.
Really?
Runners from this area are in the Detroit Free Press Marathon. So he wanted me to convey that message to everybody, which I thought was, wow, it's a great number.
Yeah, that is.
So we have Wendy German in, and Wendy is the fundraising coordinator from the Canadian Cancer Society, and she's here to talk to us about a new 5K race run mm-hmm. that they have out at Point Pelee called Taking Steps Against Breast Cancer. Welcome to Running Flat Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great having you in the studio. So let's talk about the Canadian Cancer Society to begin with.
Sure.
And who is the Canadian Cancer Society? How is it structured? And how are they funded?
Okay, so the Canadian Cancer Society is actually a three-part sort of not-for-profit group. It's local, so there's an office right here in Windsor, and it services Essex County. It's provincial, and it's also national. So we're actually the largest national funder of cancer research in Canada.
Okay. Now, that this run you have September 27th, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, Taking Steps Against Breast Cancer has traditionally been a walk for about... this will be the ninth year. Mm-hmm. And late last year, we added a 5K. So this year is kind of our first big year for the 5K. We also moved the event to Point Pelee National Park. So it's really picturesque. The view is beautiful. It's a great spot to run. And even though I was running it last year, I snuck in and did a little bit of the run because I just wanted to be able to speak from experience. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's
nice
a great spot.
So tell us about Point Pelee and the ability to actually get into the park. Because that's a Parks Canada.
It is a national park, yeah. So we got in touch with the folks at Point Pelee and partnered up with them. And so anybody who is registered for the run, there's also a walk component, so you don't have to be a runner. You can be mm-hmm. A walker who maybe will turn into a runner. and there's a 1K and a 5K option for the walk. It is a 5K for the runners. And so your entrance to the park is included with your registration. You just let them know that you're with the event and you're in for the whole day. You can stay there and picnic or barbecue or whatever afterwards.
And why Leamington?
Well, because the Canadian Cancer Society is Canada-wide, we try to make sure that we sort of spread our events out. And so we do a couple of big events in Windsor, and we have our Grapes of Wrath 5K obstacle run out kind of Harrow Way and or Amherstburg Way. And we definitely want to make sure that we're trying to cover as much of the county as we can. And so we decided Leamington was just the perfect spot for this one.
Well, I know I did a couple promos for your Grapes of Wrath, and I have to tell you, that's a great course. And it was out at Sprucewood.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it's kind of cool, you know, around all the grape vines, and that is very pretty. And being right off the water like that.
It was so much fun. It was chilly. It was a good day for a glass of wine at the end of that run.
Absolutely.
So the events in Leamington, it's a 5K. It goes through... The down to the point and back?
Yeah, we actually congregate at the visitors' path, and then we have Race come out and measure off and do mm-hmm. the timing for us. So it is a true 5K, and we medal the runners at the end, so it's very exciting. We have a beautiful pink ribbon medal with a pink lanyard.
Let's talk about the medal.
Yeah.
So you're giving out a medal this year to all participants, all finishers?
To all runners. So there's a registration fee for people who want to run the 5K. They get a t-shirt, they get a medal, they get entertained, and there's refreshments. Walkers, it's a little bit more of the fundraising end of things. Runners can fundraise if they want to or not. That's completely optional for them, but it's mainly about the run for the people who pay the $35 registration fee and do the run. And so they're rewarded with the medal when they complete the run.
It's a very beautiful medal.
Oh,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can you describe the medal?
Yeah, it's a pink ribbon in the medal itself, and it has TSABC, which of course stands for Taking Steps Against Breast Cancer. All of the funds from this event that are raised will go to fight breast cancer research through the Canadian Cancer Society. And then there's three little footprints on the opposite ribbon because, of course, we're taking steps.
Now, with an event like this, sorry, Chris, you have the 5K run, you have the 5K walk, and you have the 1K. It sounds like a perfect event to kind of bring your whole family out.
Absolutely, yeah. We do have a lot of breast cancer survivors who come and participate that day. And so that's really what we started off having the 1K for. Some are still in treatment, and we want to give them an option to be part of the festivities and the activities, but without it being too much for them. And we find that a lot of families are doing the 1K too, especially with little kids. So it's great.
I love those days.
Yeah.
So where does Taking Steps come from? Like, what's the story behind the name? And it's also a run that's not just here, it's also in other parts of the country.
Yeah, there's actually several events taking place across Ontario. I know there's a big one in Whitby. There's one in St. Mary's up near London. And there are a few others scattered throughout the province. So it was a province-wide initiative. They came up with this a long time ago to help with the fight against breast cancer. And so this has just evolved, and it's really taken off in Leamington. And we just think it's the perfect spot for it.
Now, if someone wanted to sign up for this or register, obviously you have to do that ahead of time.
You can do it the day of, but it makes things a lot easier if you do it ahead of time. It's pretty easy to register. You can just go to www.takingsteps.ca, and you can choose to register as either a walker or a runner. And if anybody needs any help, they can give me a shout at the office. I'd be happy to walk them through it or take it from the back end.
Sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
So I need some clarification.
Sure.
And let's talk about the pink ribbon, and lots of people use the pink ribbon.
Yes.
For breast cancer research or for cancer in general.
Yeah.
There's obviously the CIBC Run for a Cure that's coming up, which is a national run that's actually run out of the CIBC corporate offices. They specifically do fundraising, I think, for breast cancer?
Well, right. It's a different charitable organization that looks after that. It's the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Okay. And so they specifically fund breast cancer research only. The society, the Canadian Cancer Society, is different in that it funds research against all cancers. So we don't leave anybody out. We make sure that we include all types of cancer. Just this particular event, because breast cancer is so prevalent in Canada, we decided to make an event, and we do occasionally target the funds that come in from an event to go to one specific type of research. And so this one is breast cancer.
Does the society only fund research?
Nope, there are also local programs. So we have a transportation program, and last year we actually provided over 4,000 rides to people specifically in Essex County who otherwise would not be able to get to their cancer-related appointment. And so that includes taking children to London or Toronto, as well as just taking anyone from the county into the cancer center for their treatment.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm always fascinated by all the different versions of all the folks out there that are raising money for cancer, but just trying to get an idea of exactly where it goes to and how it's actually raised and what the organization is, because there is a lot of confusion out there.
There is.
Amongst all the cancer organizations, whether it's Dragon Boat, whether it's all the various organizations. I mean, they all do great work.
Yep.
I was just trying to figure out exactly where these funds are going and where you're going to be.
Yeah, well, there are actually over 200 charities across Canada that have the word cancer in the title, so it makes a lot of sense that there's some confusion, and a lot of people think that because the Canadian Cancer Society is so large that everyone is umbrellaed under us, and that's not the case. So we do a pink ribbon campaign. You'll see lots of pink ribbons around town throughout the county and throughout Windsor, and that is through the Canadian Cancer Society, and you can always be sure because we have our little yellow daffodil wherever we have any of our events going on.
Great. Okay. Can you stay with us through the break?
For sure.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
From traditional and lifestyle medicine to fitness and nutrition, Dr. Andrew offers practical answers to today's toughest health questions. On Call Radio, weeknights from 11 till 1 on AM 800.
The internet. It's changing the way we do everything. Look at me. I'm the internet, the biggest depository of knowledge the world has ever known. Hold on while I take a selfie of myself, all impressed. You know what impresses me? New York Fries has hand-cut fresh potatoes in each store every day for 30 years. Upload that, Internet. New York Fries. 30 years of real, fresh fries.
It's 7:30.
from the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Paul Pedro.
No foul play is suspected after a pedestrian was killed by a Via Rail train this evening. The fatality happened just after 6 p.m. at Manning and Tecumseh in Lakeshore. The train was heading into Toronto, and Via service out of Windsor has been suspended for now. Damage is pegged at $215,000 following a house fire in the Forest Glade area. A home in the 9700 block of Esplanade went up in flames around 6 last night, and the Ontario Fire Marshal's office is trying to determine a cause. A Windsor Police arson investigation is also at the East End location. Nobody was hurt. And Environment Canada is predicting a milder fall and winter this year. Senior climatologist David Phillips says higher than normal temperatures could last until November. AM 800 Sports, the Tigers are in Cleveland again tonight. And right now the Big Cats trail 2-0 top of the second. The Jays begin a series in Tampa Bay tonight, and that game is scoreless bottom of the first. The Spitfires continue to trim their roster as training camp continues. From the AM 800 Weather Center, clear tonight, a fog after midnight, low of 15. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 28. Clear Wednesday night, a low of 18. Right now in Windsor, Essex, 24 Celsius, that is 75 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. We're in studio today. We have Winnie German, the fundraising coordinator from the Canadian Cancer Society from Windsor with us. And we're talking about a new run that's in Leamington, Ontario, called Taking Steps Against Cancer. And so let's talk about the folks who are coming out to this and how moving these runs really are.
Yeah, for sure. We have a lot of runners who come and you know, they're hardcore runners, but they just happen to have somebody in their life who is been affected by breast cancer. And so, you know, they'll run in honor or in memory of someone that's been affected by this disease. And so it's really touching. It's amazing to see. Everybody generally will add some sort of pink to their outfit. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes their T-shirts will say, "I'm running for," and it'll.
And I love how sometimes you get the people will have the pictures and kind of on their back. And that's always very touching.
It's very inspiring while you're running too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And the Canadian Cancer Society does a number of other things. I mean, I remember as a kid always in the mall around April, you could always buy, a bunch of daffodils. And,
yep.
And that campaign still goes on today?
It does go on today. So last year, the Society celebrated its 75th year. This is year 76 for us, which is really exciting. And definitely we'll have daffodils going in April for sure. And like I said, you know, if you're ever wondering if an event is associated with us, just look for the little yellow daffodil, and that's how you know.
Nice. And you have another event coming up as well that's also a county-based event.
Yeah. It's Grapes of Wrath, and I know Kelly was there last year. It was
a chilly
day last year.
It was.
But, you know, that just added to the challenge, I think, you know, and sort of our slogan is challenge yourself, and the cold definitely did that. But there was hay bales to run up and all kinds of obstacles. You had to jump into this big bin filled with grape skins that mm-hmm. smelled really bad.
It smelled really, really bad. I came home with bruises and I stunk.
I know. Yeah.
But I had a blast.
Yeah, they had old beat up cars you could climb over and these giant tires that you had to go through. So it was a full 5K, but there was like, I don't know, 18 or something obstacles that you had to beat your way through. So.
But you also knew at the end there was a nice glass of wine.
That's right.
Made everything
and a
okay.
heated tent with music.
You weren't making grappa that day, were you?
No.
All those wineskins? So for more information about Grapes of Wrath, where is that available at?
So Grapes of Wrath, you can go to www.cancer.ca/grapesofwrath, and you can choose your event because this is also across Ontario. They do a big, big event in Niagara, and there's several other events across Ontario for that as well.
And do you sign up as a team, or how do you sign up for that event?
It's really optional. If you want to do it on your own, you can definitely sign up as an individual. If you want to drag your friends and family with you, absolutely, you can sign up as a team.
And what do you think the average person is who does that? Is that like a team member from a corporate environment that comes out and wants to do it as a team? Or do you find that the folks who are involved in an obstacle course like that are runners?
You know, for actually for both events, the Taking Steps and the Grapes of Wrath, we found there's a lot of corporate support, but there's also just a ton of individuals who are just curious enough that they want to come on and find out what it's all about. We tend to get a lot of serious runners, which is great. But also last year, especially with Grapes of Wrath, there were a lot of people like me who were really new into running, and they just thought, well, we'll see how this goes.
And you know what it is too, from talking with people, everyone loves that chance to just go out and be silly, just have fun, like, you know, climb through mud, climb over things. Really, you're a kid for a day, and it's kind of nice.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I mean, and at the end of the day, you're high-fiving everyone, and you had an awesome time.
Yeah, everybody was cheering everybody on.
Yeah.
Fantastic time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the funds raised for Grapes of Wrath go to?
Last year, I believe they went to the transportation program that we'd been chatting a little bit about. But this year, I think they're just going to general funding of all types of cancer research.
Okay. The transportation fund, is that exclusive to the Windsor County?
No,
area?
That happens Canada-wide.
It
so
does.
Yeah, so if you are a person that lives in Canada and you are having difficulty, you have no other way to get to your cancer-related appointment, give us a call. You can register for our program, and we have volunteer drivers. Last year, we had over 4,000 rides provided in Essex County, right here in our area.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, just out of curiosity, how many volunteers do you have?
We have over 2,000 volunteers across the Essex County area, and we have the very best volunteers that you've ever seen. They're just so dedicated and amazing. And some of them are runners, so even better. That's right.
Wow. And how long have you been here? 75 years of the foundation,
yep.
But how long have you been doing like the kind of the grassroots driving people to cancer appointments and raising money for research?
As far as I know, the whole time, although I think some of those programs have evolved, like we have a couple of programs that are peer-to-peer support, and we have some online programs, Cancer Connections, obviously those are newer, haven't been mm-hmm. around quite that long. And I've been with the society be two years this week, actually. So, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And if there's, is there a phone number that people can reach you guys at or a website?
Yep, absolutely. So you can get to all the events by going to cancer.ca, but it's a little bit of looking when you do that. Folks can either go to www.takingsteps.ca and select Leamington for that event. And again, it's team or individual. We have lots of both. For Grapes of Wrath, they can go to www.cancer.ca/Grapes of Wrath and choose Windsor. And if they want to give the local office a call, that's fantastic, too. We'd be thrilled to take time out and talk with anyone. And the number is 519-254-5116.
That's fantastic. So Taking Steps is in Leamington, September 27th.
Right.
At
Point Pelee National Park.
At Point Pelee. What time?
Oh, it's registration is going to be at 8 o'clock. The run itself will start at 10.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's a beach party theme?
It's a beach party theme.
That's a great idea.
You have pink snow cones.
We have pink snow cones to go with our beach party / breast cancer theme.
Yeah, and for the runners out there, it is a timed event.
Yep.
There is a medal.
Yep.
And there is entertainment.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you want to say?
I think you should just come on out and try it. It's such a great time. Like I said, you probably feel this way too. It's hard to run the event because you can't run in the event. Mm-hmm. So.
That is always the truth. So, Wendy, thank you very much for joining us. Wendy from the Canadian Cancer Society talking about Grapes of Wrath and, of course, Taking Steps. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Before we go out, we want to talk about the Song of the Week. And the Song of the Week is really kind of in honor of Run for Heroes weekend, which is September 20, 21, 19th, if you want to count in the Health Expo. And it's David Bowie, Heroes, on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be right back.
this fall.
This is Criminal Law 100.
Does making the grade...
How'd you get this?
...mean breaking the law?
It wasn't exactly legal.
Starring Academy Award nominee Viola Davis.
We just have to get creative.
This is murder!
Shut up!
From Shonda Rhimes, the executive producer of Grey's Anatomy.
Whoa.
How to Get Away with Murder, starting September 25th on CTV.
Green, it's not just a color, it's an outlook on the world. At North Star Windows and Doors, our outlook is getting greener every day because of our commitment to the environment. Our products are not only energy efficient, our manufacturing process is too. Investing in North Star Windows and Doors means investing in a greener future. And that's a beautiful view everyone will enjoy. To find the North Star dealer nearest you, call 1-877-NORTHSTAR or visit northstarwindows.com.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Clearing tonight with fog overnight, a low of 15. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 28. Clear Wednesday night, a low of 18. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, 30% chance of showers, a high of 29. Mix of sun and cloud Friday, 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 30. Once again tonight, clearing with fog after midnight, a low of 15. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high of 28. Wednesday night, clear and a low of 18.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Where's your car from?
Oshawa.
And your wine?
Niagara.
And what about the pork there in your cart?
I don't know.
And if you wanted farm fresh pork, where would it come from?
Ontario?
There you go. If you want to make sure it's farm fresh, look for the Ontario pork label. It's just that good.
And where are you from?
That's classified.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Just love that song, man. Just love it. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. It's Chris Yuzinski, Kelly Steele in the studio. Nice to see Wendy German. She came in and talked a little bit about this this new run that they're doing. Last year they did it, but this year they actually got it timed, and mm-hmm. and it's much more official. So,
and you know, the whole time thing's a big deal for a lot of runners. They like their races being timed.
Look, we produce, you know, the color run without timing. We do Santee Paws without timing, but that's only because of the stickiness of it, right? I mean, they're heavily themed, and if you're walking your dog, I mean, it doesn't matter what the time is. You know, it doesn't even matter what the distance is.
Yeah, the color run, the majority of people would care less. Because right. most people who are runners don't run anyways. They kind of take their time through the color
right.
spots.
And they walk
else.
The rest of their family and friends through it to kind of give them that experience, right? But that's what it's about. It's about the experience, not so much about the time. Whereas mm-hmm. when you look at Heroes and Heroes Weekend, it's about the time. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of new runners and new walkers, but, you know, we have like Jay Hudson, who is, one of the DJs on 89X. He's also the station program director at 89X, and he's also an elite runner, mm-hmm. and he's running Run for Heroes half marathon with us this year. And, you know, we have a lot of serious runners, like, you know, mm-hmm. 116, you know, 117 kind of halves with,
fast.
You know, yeah, it's going to be crazy fast. And it's great because mm-hmm. that's what Heroes is really set up to do. Along with that, we have a lot of people who are doing a 3-hour half.
You have a lot of first timers. I know people, there's the buzz out there right now. I was just talking to a guy the other night. It's his first full, you know, he's running your course and he's pretty geeked. Of course, he's pretty nervous because weeks in.
I get the emails where someone's saying, oh, I'm really anxious, I'm nervous, where do I park? It's like, don't worry about it.
Yep.
We'll take care of you. Just get down here and we'll take care of you.
You remember your first race, though.
Yeah,
your first marathon,
do,
you're a mess because you don't sleep the night before. So you're like, well, that's great. I didn't sleep at all. So now I'm going to be really tired for the whole race. Then you get to the start line. You don't know if you're going to be sick or if you're excited because your stomach's just going. You don't know if you should have had a bagel. It's crazy. But the thing is, you've done all your training. No matter what happens, you're going to run a good race.
All I can tell you as a first-time runner is make sure you eat food that binds. Because you will inevitably have to go to the washroom before the gun goes off. Well, like it's any of us before the run, we have a ritual, right?
Yep.
And we will do a show on flatulence and and all the nasty things that happen to our bodies when you're a long distance runner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Flatulence is okay. It is. I mean, it's a natural bodily, you know, function, and it's going to happen. And then you know what? No one's embarrassed about it.
You know what's funny? It doesn't bug me at all when people run, probably because I'm a runner and people do it around. When I do yoga and someone doesn't, it just seems so wrong.
Well, because it's loud, right? And yoga is meditative and quiet.
But it happens all the time. It's really common with yoga.
Really?
Because of the positions, right? But still, it just doesn't seem.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
it
right.
It should go on there.
But hey, but if you're out for a group run and you gotta let it out, you let it out. I mean, otherwise you're just gonna it's just gonna feel bad, and you're gonna get cramps, and you're gonna be cranky, and you're not gonna do the distance you want to do.
And the thing is, no one even usually notices or says anything.
No. You go to the back of the pack, and you just you do it.
Tie up your shoes.
That's right. You just take care of it. You know, it's like the folks who kind of beeline into the bush because they gotta go to the bathroom, and that's the beauty of a lot of the bigger runs, a lot of the professionally run runs. Run for Heroes, for instance, every 2 kilometers we have a port-a-john.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 kilometers we have an aid station with your infinite product, your water, and a first aid kit that has Vaseline, Band-Aids, Tylenol. Like it's just like this mini little first aid kit. So no matter where you're at in the course, you know every 2 kilometers, like a cadence that you build in your head, you're going to hit it. So, you know, so many times you run a larger major city marathon. And when you're out there, the port-a-johns are kind of grouped in groups of 6, 7, 8, 12, 20, whatever, depending on the size of the marathon. But they're in parking lots wherever. It's not every 2K. It's like, oh, there's an aid station, and then another 5 or 6 blocks you're searching. Oh, there's a little blue hut, you know, and there's a port-a-john. And that's the difference between Run for Heroes and a lot of other races.
And there's a comfort with knowing it's every 2K. There really is.
Well, that's the issue. The issue is just relax. Don't worry about it. It's going to come in 2K. Just worry about the run. Worry about the experience. Enjoy yourself because you're here.
When you're talking about the Vaseline at some of the stops, too, I don't know if I ever told you my Vaseline story. One of my first races, I was running past an aid station, and someone handed me something. They handed me a popsicle stick, and it had Vaseline on it.
Yes, it did.
It almost went in my mouth until this lady, I thought it was goo, and this lady started screaming, oh my gosh, don't put that in your mouth. At that point, I'm thinking, what the heck are you going to use Vaseline for?
For chafing.
Now I know. At that time, I thought it was something to eat.
You see, in running, for those who are new to running, when two things rub together for a long period of time, like your inner thighs, you will get some wearing, or your butt cheeks,
yes.
Or, you know, there's all kinds of crazy things
the
that happen.
The shower is awesome after that.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that also depends on the fit of your compression shorts. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, proper gear also eliminates a lot of chafing issues. But, you know, what happens when you're out there, and you can also get it between your toes.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch of different areas. I mean, you know, I would, you know, religiously put Vaseline between all my toes for super long runs. And, you know, just to kind of, you know, keep them all you know, moving with little friction. So the Vaseline is really a great aid product. You know, Glide is a wonderful product that
Absolutely.
You can buy commercially. It does a similar thing for you, a little more longer standing, you know, no staining, you know, no big issues with like the Vaseline, where it may stick and stay for a while. this is a great conversation. And, you know, and I know a couple of great runners to talk about because they've got some great stories about how they had to go to the bathroom and, you know, they were wearing hats at one point in time during the race, and then they weren't wearing hats during the other part of the
That's
race.
That's not good.
And I'm not going to tell you what happened to the hat or where it went. So, but, you know, there's all kinds of great stories out there, and I know that when we do that show, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, when you talk about the chafing, probably the advice I always give my new runners, 3 weeks out of a race, we always take our outfits for a run. Exactly what we're going to wear race day to a T. socks,
yep,
shorts, everything we wear that day. If you're going to wear a hat, we even, you know, if you have your car keys, where are you going to put your car keys? Where are you going to put your gels? We figure it all out. So then race morning, when we show up at the start line, we're not going, oh my gosh. And you see it all the time. What do I do with my car keys? That's a really common one. People panic over the car keys.
I'll give you an idea where to put them. So a couple things that we should talk to people about for Run for Heroes. And that is, there's plenty of parking at the site where the arena is,
nice,
on the grass, where the soccer pitches are. Mm-hmm. So you just show up there early. I mean, we're there at 4. Don't show up at 4. You know, come at 6:30 or so. 6 o'clock for sure, be there. And we'll make sure that your cars get parked within the complex itself. But, you know, there's Port-a-Johns near the start-finish line. Mm-hmm. The complex itself is wide open.
And that's nice in the chilly mornings.
It is. And so is the bathrooms with the showers by the Ball Diamonds. Mm-hmm. That is open as well. So there's plenty of opportunity to go to the washroom to expel whatever you have to expel before the race starts. Mm-hmm. Because we always get the race jitters that end up with you needing to go to the washroom.
Running trots.
That's correct. So there's plenty of washrooms on site, not to worry. So it's going to be dark when you get there. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We do have plenty of lighting around. And then, of course, we have our folks who are guiding the cars in. They have flashlights. When you get there, make sure that your bib is on the front. Really important your bib is on the front. Do not bend your bibs. Your bibs have two chips built into them on the back. Do not bend those chips.
And again, if you think you're going to end up taking off the sweater you have on top, pin your bib to your shorts. Then you can take off whatever, you can pull on whatever, and people are still going to be able to see your bib.
Correct. And it's okay to use, I mean, there's all kinds of different products for your bib, right? I mean, mm-hmm. The Tri guys love to wear those bands.
Yep.
That's also doubles as a fuel belt.
Yep.
To hold the bibs.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, those are great products. Forgive me, I don't know what they're called or what the brand name is on those. But, you know, you can wear those. You know, if you don't want to go through that expense, just grab your race shirt that day, pin it the night before. There's always the ritual the night before, mm-hmm. right? Where you lay out nice and neatly on the end of your bed. You put the shirt down, you put your compression shorts, and then you put your shorts down. And then I need my watch. And then you got, these are my socks that I'm going to wear with these shoes. And you got a hat and your sunglasses.
And then you lay out 5 goos, even though you've only ever ran with one. But you think that day you're going to need 5 just in case.
That's right. And I'm going to try that strawberry banana, you know, that's been at the bottom of the pile the entire training season. I'm going to eat that damn strawberry banana.
The hammer
banana.
Gel, the one I've never had in my life. I'm going to test that one out on race day.
Yeah, no stomach distension there. So do not try anything new on race day. I beg of you, don't do that. So make sure
that... And as much as you love your new race shirt, the one you're going to get for Run for Heroes, do not run in it.
Yeah. And we'll be releasing the drawings this week for your Run for Heroes shirts. We'll email them to you. We have gone with the super, super bright hydrochloric green and orange tech shirts this year.
And that's the other thing. Bring it with you. Like a lot of people pick up their package and then they leave all that stuff at home. Bring your race shirt on. I love after I do a race, putting on their race shirt and then just kind of walking around proudly wearing it with my medal. I just think it's a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll definitely stick out because they're so bright, you can't help but stick out. And that was the reason for us choosing that type of a shirt this year was we know there's more and more people getting into the sport, and we just want to make sure you're safe. That's why at Canada Day we gave away those LED armbands mm-hmm. for you to run in. And it's all about kind of safety and being the new useful, right, when it comes mm-hmm. to running and giveaways and products. So that was one of the things that we really spent a lot of time looking at all kinds of great gear this year. We looked at different HeatherTech cottons that were actually blended with tech shirt panels and mm-hmm. all kinds of great stuff, quarter zips, three-quarter zips, all kinds of stuff. And we really all just kind of settled in that, you know, we really want to go with something safe this year that people are going to wear when they train for other events and especially when they go out in the dark.
Yep.
I mean, it's a critical item that we need to, you know, make sure people see. And that's kind of why I was kind of bitching a couple weeks ago about make sure you run against traffic. Mm-hmm. I saw someone the other day running with traffic. I almost stopped the car and yelled at him. I do that with a bike. There's this guy who lives out by us who rides this bike. No helmet. 30 kilometers an hour, just crazy, zooming down the highway. No helmet whatsoever.
But he looks cool.
Oh, no, he doesn't. But you know, and I feel like stopping him all the time and saying, dude, like, just get a helmet.
I wear my helmet even when I'm riding my bike next to my runners. So I'm barely moving on my bike, and I feel naked if I don't have that helmet on.
Yeah, and people need to, you know, we train our kids to wear helmets, you know, mm-hmm. you know, even when they're in the neighborhood, if they can wear the helmet, please. But especially if they're going out of the neighborhood and going down highways and major roads, yeah. that we need to see them wearing their safety equipment. It's vital. So
it's common sense, really.
Well, it is, but you know what?
See when someone takes a spill what their helmet looks like? That would be your head if you didn't have the helmet on.
So how is it that states in the United States are getting rid of helmets on motorcycles?
That's brilliant.
That's another topic altogether. So Run for Heroes, the last thing I want to talk about is the expo. We do not do race kit pickup day of. Mm-hmm. Never have, never will. I don't want to waste my time or our volunteers' time picking up your race kit. We want to be focusing on the road closures and your event safety and really giving you the best event experience you could possibly get. So we tell people, make sure that you pick it up at the Health Expo. Mm-hmm. So the Health Expo is the Friday the 19th and the 20th, and it's from 3 till 8 on Friday, and on Saturday it's from 10 till 7, and it's at the Libro Community Credit Union Center, which is in Amherstburg, formerly known as the United Communities Credit Union, the UCC. And it's an amazing facility where it was built in just like 5 years ago, and it's a beautiful facility for those of our American folks who are coming in who've never been to it. You'll love the facility. It's easy to park, easy to find. The start finish line is right there at the end of the driveway, and you know, we expect it to be just an amazing time. Mm-hmm. And next week we'll talk a little bit more about the Run for Heroes. Zombie Chase is open as well.
Okay.
And it's more than a quarter sold out. It's really going quickly. So for those races and more, you know, what we want to do is we want people to go to runningflat.com and also hit our website, hit our Facebook pages, mm-hmm. and keep running.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you next week.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.